You're listening to the Muffin Junkie Serves Tunes with Your Tea, British Columbia's grooviest lo-fi music podcast.
Your friendly Canadian lunatic pod host, Jay Daniels, here in the Muffin Junkies studio on a crisp spring day here in British Columbia, Canada. Now, kiddos, I want you to listen up. I want you to hold on steady and get ready, because joining me here today for an exclusive one-on-one interview is Greg Kirby, the phenomenally talented guitarist and singer-songwriter from one of Chicago's most legendary psychedelic bands, the Luck of Eden Hall. Top of the morning to you, Greg, and welcome to the Muffin Junkie.
Hey, my pleasure, Jay. These muffins are delicious.
Greg, I'm glad you're enjoying the muffins. I had a special selection brought in specially for you, because I knew you were coming today, and they're all Canadian-themed, as you can see. Do you know there was a Canadian band once called Martha and the Muffins? They had a song called Echo Peach. Sorry to digress.
Could you please pass me some of that ginger marmalade over there?
Yes, of course. You can have some more of the ginger marmalade. It's all for you, good sir. Here you are, Greg. Put some on there.
Oh, why, thank you very much.
Your muffin there. Here we are. Heavens to Murgatroyd, Greg. These muffins are sure addictive, aren't they? But I think we should probably start the interview right now. The listeners are waiting. Greg, I think it's fair to say that a lot of exciting things lay ahead for the Luck of Eden Hall in the next few months. Now, with that in mind, could you talk about your upcoming gigs this April at the International Pop Overthrow Festival and National Record Store Day?
Yeah. So for the last few years now, we've performed at Vintage Vinyl in Evanston, Illinois, for National Record Store Day. This year, it's Saturday, April 18th. Steve Shop has appeared in movies and books and is one of the finest places on the planet to pick up mint condition copies of rare vintage records. You can check it out at vvmo.com. I've been buying records there for years. It's a small shop, making it quite difficult to stuff the Luck of Eden Hall's gear into, but always a blast to play there. Last year, we actually performed out on the sidewalk in front of the shop, and weather permitting, we may do that again. We usually start our set at around noon, and this year we're talking about holding a raffle for fans to win some of our colored vinyls and one of those new portable turntables.
Now, as a special treat for all the listeners this morning, you have graciously handpicked a number of Luck of Eden Hall songs, which the listeners will hear at various points during the podcast. Greg, could you say something about the first song by the Luck of Eden Hall before it's played?
Sure. Why don't we start off with a rendition of a song by Paul St. John I did for a compilation being put together to celebrate his career by my friend Al Hotchkiss in Scotland. The track's called Women Rule the World. Yeah, I don't think you're going to recognize this one.
We'll be right back.
turns out that there's even more happening in April for the luck of Eden Hall. The band has created a theme song and music for a television program called the Muchi Galala Detectives Club TV Show. How did the luck of Eden Hall become involved with this program? And when in April does it air? And just how does writing and performing music for television compare to writing songs for, say, a Luck of Eden Hall album, for example? Is it a great adjustment?
A couple years ago, I worked with the folks at Dreaming Tree Films on a movie that stars Rainn Wilson called The Stream, which is now being distributed by Cinedigm. At the time, there was some talk about a new kids television show they were working on starring Tim Kazurinsky, and for me to keep it in mind. Both owners, Kelly and Eslin, are fans of The Luck of Eden Hall and wanted to use some of our songs in it, which was a thrill for me. You'll notice tracks like A Carney's Delirium and Queen of the Stars, and I got to write the show's theme song as well as a couple new tracks, which wasn't really hard to adjust to because they wanted the music to sound like The Luck of Eden Hall. The show's six episodes originally aired on WTTW in January and February of this year, and will rerun starting the first Saturday in April. You can go to the website at muchikalala.com and watch some of the episodes, too. Hey, let's have a listen to the Muchi Kalala Detectives Club theme song and share another muffin.
Probably can't reveal too much for obvious reasons, but can you share any tantalizing tidbits with me and the Muffin Junkie listeners about the Luck of Eden Hall's forthcoming joint recording session with Syndelica, which is set to take place this summer on August 3rd, 4th, and 5th, as rumor would have it, in France, for an upcoming Fuit de Mer release?
Yes, we have to talk very quietly about this one, because it's still in the planning stages. Keith Jones, King Crab of the marvelous Fuit de Mer label in England, contacted me and Pete Bingham from Syndelica with a proposal to do a bit of recording at the LMS studio in France, which is to take place while we're in Europe for our tour. LMS is the Ronnie Lane mobile studio that's currently run by Mark St. John and Paul Madden. If it all comes together, it will definitely be another dream come true. The recording logistics haven't been worked out, but a blending of musicians on original and or cover tracks is to be expected. The outcome is to be pressed for posterity into slabs of petroleum byproduct and released on the LMS label, along with Fuit de Mer Records. There, I've spilled the beans. Hey, what do you put in these muffins anyway?
Highly confidential information. In fact, you'd have to be a card-carrying member of the Bilderberg Group before I could reveal that to you. We better continue with the interview. Moving forward, just a tad bit later in August, the Luck of Eden Hall has a series of European tour dates in Edinburgh, Wales, and tentative dates in Italy, Greece, and the Netherlands. What can you share about these future summer gigs? And does it differ much playing in Europe as compared to your North American live appearances? Is there certain things, for example, that are unique to European audiences? And does the band have to adjust the live show in Europe accordingly?
Well, when we toured the UK in 2013, all of the shows were fantastic, very well-attended affairs that really energized the band, and we're all very excited to get over there again. I suppose having two record labels in Europe and magazine coverage in magazines like Shindig and Bucketful of Brains classic rock and record collector really helps out as well. We don't perform our live set any differently, but we aren't able to bring our stage effects with us due to the costs of traveling, so no spinning wheels. But maybe this year we'll bring our new projector, as it's pretty small and might fit in Mark's suitcase. We do rent a Mellotron from Andy at Planet Mellotron and take it on the road with us. Here in the States, it's been a bit more difficult to get the ball rolling, but things are definitely looking brighter. The last time we went to Europe, we were just about to release Victoria Moon, which starts off with one of my favorite songs that I've written. Hey, why don't we listen to the single version of Sassafras Overcoat whilst we share yet another one or two of those addicting muffins?
All she wrote.
Greg, let's talk about something uber special that's also occurring in August for the Luck of Eden Hall. You're opening for a legendary band, the Psychedelic Furs, at a festival in Skokie, Illinois. And what can you tell us about this match made in heaven, just like the title of the Psychedelic Furs song itself?
Well, the Psychedelic Furs are one of my all-time favorite bands. I remember the summer that I heard Talk Talk by the Furs because I was visiting my friend Doug Chamberlain in Chicago. That album, Black Sea by XTC, Boy by U2, and Scary Monsters by Bowie were my soundtrack of 1981. Such great music, man. I love that stuff. I went out and bought all the records that I could. Our drummer Carlos knows Mars Williams, who has been playing saxophone for the Furs for years, and I was fortunate to have him come into the Rabbit Hole studio and play on our song, 10 Meters Over the Ground, which is included on our album, Alligators Eat Gumdrops. I've been dreaming about opening for them, even sent a proposal to their management, and I was thrilled when the promoter for this festival contacted me, especially when he told me that our slot was to go on stage right before the Psychedelic Furs. I mean, it's really an awesome opportunity.
That concludes part one of the interview with Greg Kirby from the Luck of Eden Hall. And we're going to take a moment and I'm going to play a podcast identification. But don't you dare go anywhere, because when we return, you're going to hear part two of the interview with Greg Kirby, talking all about what lies ahead for the Luck of Eden Hall. And of course, lots of the mind-blowing music by the Luck of Eden Hall as well.
Psychedelic lo-fi garage rock. Interviews, Q&A, Zig Talk. Merseyside, freak folk, northern soul. Chit-chat, dialogue, rock and roll.
It's groovy and hip. The Muffin Junkie is a psychedelic trip. Psychedelic trip. The Raving Loony plays the best lo-fi. Sounds from every country and city and town.
Greg, please don't leave the show. I need you to finish part two of the interview. Greg,
what?
I'll get you the ginger marmalade.
Yeah, okay.
We'll go down to the Muffin Junkie kitchen, and I'll get you some.
Sure, yeah.
Greg, I promise you won't have to walk that much farther. We're almost at the kitchen now. It just seems like a longer distance. Just keep going down the hall there, and that's right. Greg, I don't know how to tell you this, but there's no more ginger marmalade spread.
Oh man, don't worry about it. Hey, that's fine. No, it's okay.
Oh, Greg, I'm sorry. I can't find anything here in these cupboards. Oh, there's nothing. No ginger marmalade.
That's all right, man. Don't worry about it. Everything's cool.
Man, he's a little paranoid.
Wait a minute, Greg. I've found something here in this vial. Oh, God, it's got a strange smell. Kind of like a nightshade, if I didn't know better. But it has potential. I'll just, I could put some water in there.
Man, are you sure you want to use that?
I think he's lost his mind.
We'll add it to this and some sugar.
Definitely more sugar.
It's wonderful. Why don't you put that on your muffin then?
Daniels, what are you doing? Bert, why are you here, Bert? Jesus, you know that stuff that you're giving him right now? That's for my motion sickness. That's belladonna. It's going to get Greg deathly ill. Greg, I apologize for this moron.
No, man, it's cool. Everything's cool. Don't worry about it.
Never mind. Can't spread that on muffins and give it to somebody to eat. As a guitar player with his stature, you're taking that chance of giving him that stuff? I'm sorry, Greg. There's just a little mix-up here. Greg, I'm very sorry. I apologize to you. I don't know what the heck he's thinking of. Greg was going to leave the show.
No, I wasn't.
Just you relax. I'm taking charge right now. I'll send a courier, and we'll pick up his marmalade, anything he wants. But do not give him any more of that stuff.
Greg, I think we're live again.
God,
oh my goodness, you look like you're gonna pass out. Your eyes are so heavy.
Hey Jay, Hey, let's listen to Velvet and Corduroy from our album Butterfly Revolutions, Volume 1 and 2. I think I need a nap.
Eden Hall has a lot of recorded musical output coming out over the summer, right into the fall, Greg. Now, with that in mind, I'd first like to ask you a couple questions about Side Effects, the incredible 4LP box set from Freedom Air Records, which comes out this June and features extended-length cover tracks by the Lock of Eden Hall and seven other fantastic bands. Could you talk about the concept behind this box set, and about the bands involved, and the extended cover track. The luck of Eden Hall contributed to it.
Yeah, I believe Keith sent out a solicitation to all the bands involved with Frey de Mur, with the opportunity to record and submit the song of their choice, the exception being that it had to last the entire side of an LP, which is traditionally around 20 minutes. I've always been a huge fan of prog rock and thought this was a great opportunity to explore that avenue. So I offered that the Luck of Eden Hall would cover Starship Trooper by Yes, which I knew would be fun and a challenge. And last spring, I started reworking the track. I found there were some natural areas in the song that could be extended, and by composing a few new parts, I had a working rendition after a few weeks. It was great fun playing the drums to the track. Chris Squire's bass parts were a challenge, and I didn't even attempt Steve Howe's guitar solos. But I wanted it to sound like the Luck of Eden Hall and not a K-Tel version. I found that the bass guitar part was absolutely essential to the song. Once all the parts were in place, I brought my good friend Vito Greco into the rabbit hole to add some guitar tracks, and we recorded live a classic guitar battle, which turned out great. And in the aftermath of that battle, the wrecks drift off into space to be discovered by the Enterprise. I overdubbed an old Star Trek record in that part, and it was kind of apropos in lieu of Leonard Nimoy's passing.
Grit, you played a huge role in the marvelous artwork that adorns the outside of the Side Effects box set and the covers of the LPs inside, and lastly, but certainly not least, a mind-blowing wild fold-out poster that's included. Maybe you could touch upon your contributions here art-wise and how you came up with all these incredible illustrations to tie in with the outstanding music that's on the records, the four single albums that are included in Side Effects.
After our rendition was completed and accepted for the project, Keith sent out an email asking if anyone was interested in creating art for the LPs, which he wanted to resemble Roger Dean's art, and I jumped on it. I used to spend hours drawing and listening to prog rock like Yes and Genesis, ELP and King Crimson in my youth, so this project sounded perfect to me. Keith gave me the list of bands and songs, as well as the names for the project of each LP. The box set was to be called Side Effects. The LP titles were Side Tracks, Side Ways, Side Shows, and Side Steps. I wanted to illustrate nude women and drew inspiration for their poses from the LP titles in creating each image. After all the drawings were inked, I used Photoshop to color them and create the layouts. I decided to scrap the original cover illustration I did for the box set because I didn't think the composition was as strong as the rest of the images, and ended up using the reverse of one of the LP images instead for the cover. Everything turned out great, and I'm very proud of the work. It's Roger Dean inspired, but still feels like Kirby. So far, I've only heard a couple of the other band's tracks, and I can't wait to see and hear the entire printed project. Hey, why don't we take another muffin break and listen to our new single, The Happiness Vending Machine? I wrote the melody and some lyrics for this song while sitting at the piano, and then recorded it on my phone for safekeeping. A couple days later, the guitar riff came to me while I was driving. The structure of the song started to come to me while I was in the studio working on the demo. I had tried a few different types of guitar solos during the bridge, but in the end decided to cut the solo short and write lyrics, which in turn ended up giving me the song's title.
Money is black, money is red. Money goes straight to your head. Money can break, money can burn. Money can make you concerned. Money is fast, money is green. Money shapes all of your dreams. Money can save, money can buy. Money can make, money can make. money can win. Money can lose. Money can loosen your noose. Money is stacked. Money's evil. Money is dressed to kill. Money is rich. Money is gold. Money is fun to hold. Money's easy. Money is hard. And money can make, money can really make you a star.
Excuse me, Jay. How about a little tea to go with these muffins? Some Bengal spice, if you have it, please. Cream and Hendrix, thank you. And a little parched.
Oh, my goodness, where are my manners? So caught up in these delicious muffins, I never even offered you a tea. I will make a beeline down to the kitchen right now. I'm just going to get up, and I will make sure it has lots of Bengal spice in it. Lots of chicory, vanilla, black pepper, and cinnamon. And I love your cream and Hendrix reference, by the way. And I'll be sure to put lots of ginger in there, too. As in, Ginger Baker.
Oh, that's rich. That's fabulous. Gotta love this. What a wonderful day.
Here we are, Greg. Here's your tea with Bengal spice in it. Just like you like it, I have to stir it for you.
Thank you so much, Jay. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. Perfect. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Just like Mama makes. Nice. Thank you.
Headspin Records just released the Luck of Eden Halls, the Happiness Vending Machine, as a 7-inch on colored vinyl, and it contains a Luck of Eden Hall monetary note, which bears your image, Greg. And you're looking very dapper on it, I must say. What can you tell us about this new release, and how did the Luck of Eden Hall come up with this surreal collectible to go along with this absolutely great single?
The Happiness Vending Machine and Arthropoda Lepidoptera are the first two songs from our next album that I have final mixes for. I sent the Happiness mix to Johan at Headspin Records, and he declared it a hit and wanted to press a single. I hope the public declares it a hit. Wouldn't that be nice? I wanted to do something different for the cover and decided to photograph a bunch of foreign money and coins I've collected over the years. Some of the money is adorned with beautiful artwork. Both sides of the single feature details of some of this money on the labels. Side one is from an Indian rupee note, and side two is from Sri Lankan currency. Everybody likes money, right? So I thought it would be fun to make some of the Luck of Eden Hall currency and include it in the packaging. I was also inspired by Hell Bank notes. Do you know what those are? It's money that some cultures burn at funerals for the spirits of loved ones to take with them and spend at the Great Mall of Heaven.
Man, did I say that? Greg, there's great news ahead for all the listeners who are eagerly awaiting a brand new full-length album by the Luck of Eden Hall. In fact, you confirmed earlier when you and I were talking casually before this interview began that there will be a new album by the Luck of Eden Hall coming out this autumn called The Acceleration of Time. What can you reveal to us about this exciting upcoming album that will be out on vinyl on Headspin Records and also available as 100 limited edition pop-up CDs put out by the Luck of Eden Hall themselves?
Well, The Acceleration of Time is a great title that Lofgren came up with pertaining to the phenomenon one experiences as they get older, that time is speeding up. Like weeks, months, and years seeming to fly by faster and faster. We've talked about making it a concept record that will include a short story written by Mark as well. I'm going to create 100 limited edition numbered CDs, and the packaging will have a pop-up cover, which I'm still in the process of designing. The release of the CD will coincide with a vinyl release by Headspin Records. Quite a few of my songs have already been demoed. Some still need lyrics. Mark's songs need to be recorded, but we have all the material we need. It's more of what you'd expect from us, only there are a few more longer songs this time around. Some of the other titles that I can think of are I Can See Every Little Thing, The Ritual Hour of Want, and The Room Smelled of Peppermint. I'm very excited to finish it up and get it released. Hey, it's time for another song, eh? This track is the B-side to our new Happiness Vending Machine single. I wrote it while I was painting a mural for a couple who had adopted a little Chinese girl. It's called Arthropoda Lepidoptera.
Some tangled surprise, dragon silk tapestries floating around butterflies, running through all we knew past the day on team. I
Greg, as we get near to the end of the interview this morning, I wanted to make sure to ask you about an intriguing project you're involved with for a book by Dave Thompson of Goldmine Magazine about psychedelic bands. Can you share with the listeners what this is all about?
Yeah, I'd be pleased to. So Dave asked if I was interested in answering some questions for a book he's working on, tentatively titled A Head Full of Hashish, or an anthology of modern acid folk psych prog and space rock, etc. quotes. It's a book of quotes from bands that are known for contributions to Freidemer, Megadodo, The Active Listener, and other record labels of that ilk. I believe it should be available for reading sometime in April or May.
Finally, Greg, I have one last question for you as the interview concludes and wraps up. This summer, I'm doing a special podcast dedicated to the Freidemer Psychedelic Festival in Cardigan, Wales, called The 13th Dream of Dr. Sardonicus. Now, Pete Bingham from Syndelica has graciously agreed to be a guest on that podcast, and I'm holding out hope that you might be on it as well and say a few words about this momentous future event, and there might be other surprise guests associated with the event as well on that podcast. But as a precursor, would you say a few things this morning about this event and the Luck of Eden Hall's involvement in it?
I don't know much about it other than Pete Bingham and Keith Jones have scheduled a series of solar and lunar eclipses to happen all in succession in a cavern carved into a small mountain of chocolate somewhere in the east coast of the United Kingdom. Yeah, I know the Luck of Eden Hall is honored to be on the bill, and I hope to see a lot of friends that we made on our last jaunt down the Welsh coast. Well, some of my ancestors are from England. I'm starting to feel ancient stirrings. Or could it possibly be these muffins?
Well, the muffins have been known to have magical properties, psychoactive ones maybe even. But listen, Greg, I wanted to thank you for being the special guest here today on this morning's Muffin Junkie and representing the Luck of Eden Hall and granting us this exclusive interview. I wanted to thank the Luck of Eden Hall and Headspin and Freidemer Records for granting the Muffin Junkie permission to play the music of the Luck of Eden Hall on this podcast. And I want to give a shout-out to Keith Jones of Freidemer Records and Johan over at Headspin Records. And, of course, I wanted to thank all of the other members of the Luck of Eden Hall, Mark Lofgren, Carlos Mendoza, and Jim Licka. And as a token of my appreciation for these fine gentlemen and to you as well, Greg, I have a box of muffins here for you to share with all the other members of the Luck of Eden Hall. They're delicious, let me tell you. But, Greg, I just wanted to also extend my humble apologies to you for earlier with the whole Belladonna mix-up. And on behalf of myself and Bert Sounder and all the Muffin Junkie staff, I am glad, Greg, that your pupils have returned to normal and the profuse sweating has stopped and you're feeling better. You're not as groggy. But, Greg, let me also add that in the box of muffins, there are 3 extra jars of the ginger marmalade that you so enjoy, and a special thank you note from Bert Sounder in there as well. We're going to end today's podcast with a special double shot of sugar in the listener's tea. That's right, 2 back-to-back tracks by the Luck of Eden Hall. Would you lead us out of today's podcast and talk about these tracks?
First, Jay, let me say that what a pleasure this has been, and bless you for this wonderful crate of muffins to share with the boys. Hey, you are truly a flowery host, and I've enjoyed this buttering up tremendously. Why don't we spin Drunk Like Shakespeare on Love, which is one of Lofgren's fabulous numbers off Victoria Moon, followed up by Dandy Horse.
Oh, up to 30 or more. She's thrilled to be riding such a dandy horse. Just keep pedaling hard, you're beginning to soar. My sweet Penny Farthing. Expenses for dresses she's torn.